we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 4, Text 37. Hiranyakashipu tells the universe. Natasa kita danko balo. Does she like to jump? Natastra, having given up, Kridanaka, all sportive activities or tendency for childhood play. Bala, a boy. Jadava, as if dull, without activities. Tamanasata, by being fully absorbed in Krishna. Krishna Griha, by Krishna, who is like a strong influence, like a Griha, or planetary influence. Grihitatma, whose mind was fully attracted. Na, not. Veda, understood. Jagat, the entire material world. Edo-san, like this. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. From the very beginning of his childhood, Prahlad Maharaj was uninterested in childish playing. Indeed, he gave them up altogether and remained silent and dull, being fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Since his mind was always affected by Krishna consciousness, he could not understand how the world goes on, being fully absorbed in the activity of sense gratification. From the very beginning of his childhood, Prahlad Maharaj was uninterested in childish playing. Indeed, he gave them up altogether and remained silent and dull, being fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Since his mind was always affected by Krishna, he could not understand how the world goes on, being fully absorbed in activities of sense gratification. Purport. Prahlad Maharaj is the vivid example of a great person fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 8274, it is stated, Sambhala jagamade kena de katamati sarvatra haya nija ishta deva spriti. A fully Krishna conscious person, although situated in his material world, does not see anything but Krishna anywhere and everywhere. It is a sign of Mahabhagavata. The Mahabhagavata sees Krishna everywhere because of his attitude of pure love for Krishna, as confirmed in Brahma Samhita 5.38. We can say together, Peman janan churita bhakti virochayena santan sadaiva vidaeshe virokayanti yansham sundara chinta guna svarupam govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship the premiable Lord Govinda, who is always seen by the devotee whose eyes are anointed with the pulp of love. He is seen in his eternal form of Shama Sundara, situated within the heart of the devotee. An exalted devotee of Mahatma, who is there to be seen, remains fully conscious of Krishna and constantly sees the Lord within the core of his heart. It is sometimes said, when one is influenced by the evil star like Saturn, Rahu or Ketu, he cannot make any advancement in any prospective activities. In just the opposite way, Prahlad Maharaj was influenced by Krishna, the supreme planet, and thus he could not think of material world and live without Krishna consciousness. That is the sign of Mahabhagavata. Even if one is enemy of Krishna, Mahabhagavata see him to be also engaged in Krishna's service. Another good example is that everything appears yellow to be jaundiced eyes. Similarly to the Mahabhagavata, everyone but himself appears to be engaged in Krishna's service. Prahlad Maharaj is approved Mahabhagavata, the supreme devotee. In the previous verse, it is stated that he had natural attachment, naisagrihinati. The symptoms of such natural attachment for Krishna are described in this verse. Although Prahlad Maharaj was only a boy, he had no interest in praying. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.242, Vilakriti and Yatracara, the symptom of perfect Krishna consciousness is that one loses interest in all material activities. For a small boy to give up praying is impossible, but Prahlad Maharaj, being situated in first-class devotional service, was always observed in trance of Krishna consciousness. Just as a materialistic person is always observing a sort of material gain. A Mahabhagavata like Prahlad Maharaj is always observed in a sort of Krishna. ॐ ज्ञानतिमनन्दस्य ज्ञानाज्ञानशलाकया चक्षुर्मिलितानेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. Today's class is going to be divided into three parts. First part, we are going to do the overview of this section. Second part, we will discuss about this verse. Third part, we will discuss about the main part of this verse called Mahabhagavata. So that if you have something very important, something precious for you, you like to protect. Just like Bhagavad Gita is protected by three parts, there are the three parts. First part is Jnana Yoga, no, Karma Yoga. Last part is Jnana Yoga. In the middle of 7 to 12 is pure devotional service. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam is also like that. Srimad Bhagavatam has 10 topics. Atra Sarga, Visarga, Sthanam. Sarga and Visarga, creation by the Lord, creation by Lord Brahma, and Sthanam, geography, that is planetary system, that is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And in the middle, there is a protection of the Lord, and impetu, how we like to go into the devotional service. Prosanam. Prosanam, that is protection. That is described in 6, 7, 8. Story of Bharata Maharaj, story of Jara Bharata, Ajamila's story, then Nasingadevan Prahlad Maharaj's story, Ambarish Maharaj's story, they are all coming to this section of protection of Lord, and how we like to go into devotional service, that is the middle, protected. And then later on we will go to the Nilodaya, annihilation, and Smambon. That is the end of Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam has 12 canto, and in the middle of 12 canto is where? Bhagavatam has 12 canto, and middle is 6 and 7. 6 and 7. So now we are studying the middle of Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the middle part of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is protected by the beginning and end. That describes about protection of the Lord and our impetus to perform devotional service. And now we have 7 canto we are studying. Within 7 canto, we have Nasingadeva story. In Nasingadeva story, there is three sections. First part discusses about Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu, king over the demon. Hiranyakashipu tried to become immortal. Hiranyakashipu terrorized the universe. And the second part is going to be Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, saintly son of Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad Maharaj teach his classmate. And last part is Prahlad Maharaj, what he learned in the womb of the mother. Then last part will be Narsingadeva. Narsingadeva killed the demon, Hiranyakashipu. Narsingadeva is pacified the prayer of Prahlad Maharaj. And Narsingadeva offer benediction to Prahlad Maharaj. So this middle section is we are going to discuss. And within the middle section, we are going to have this part discussing about Prahlad Maharaj's quality as Mahabhagavata. Yes? This is the overview. So if we compare to Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, we can find some similarity in the connection. Bhagavad Gita starts from the creation. Anybody remember the creation of Bhagavad Gita start with? If you know the shloka, we can say together. Dhamma kshetra kukshetra samabeta yuyum sabam mama kappanda bachayiva kinya kruvata sanjaya. So Bhagavad Gita starts from question. Dhritarashtra asks, what did my son and the son of Pandavas do desire to fight assembling the battlefield of Kurukshetra? Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam 7th canto starts also with question. Anybody remember what question was in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam 7th Canto? Yes. Yes. Parikshit Maharaj asked Sukadeva Goswami, the Lord is always equal to everyone. How come he took the size of a demon and he protected devotee Devata? That is the question. So we can see the similarity. Then it goes on to the Dharma Shastra and also Sankhya philosophy. In Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna said why he doesn't want to fight. Arjuna gave the four reasons why he doesn't want to fight. Anybody knows what is the four reasons why Arjuna didn't want to fight? Okay. Compassion. He was feeling compassion because how I can kill Bhishma and Drona? And then Krishna argued back saying, you don't have to be worried about because after they die, they get old body and they get new body. He gave the argument back with Sankhya. And another reason? Sinful reaction. If I kill, then we will suffer the sinful reaction, we will go to hell. Then Krishna argued back with the argument. If you don't fight, you get the sinful reaction because your duty is fight as Kshatriya. So if you fight, you will carry out the duty for Krishna. You are not going to get the sinful reaction. But you do not fight, then you will get the sinful reaction. And two more reasons he gave. Destruction of dynasty. If we kill the elderly members, then how we can carry on with the tradition of family? Yes? So Krishna, actually Prabhupada said in Bhagavad Gita's purport, like Duryodhana's party is like a weed in a field. We are pulling out the weed so that good grain will grow. So there is no harm that we are pulling out the bad weed. And the last one is unwanted population. That's including the destruction. Because destruction of family, then human food is not protected. Human food is not protected, and then unwanted progeny is coming. So it's in one category. Also, that is. And, yes. Yes, enjoyment. Thank you. Enjoyment. So he didn't want to fight because by fighting I'm not going to enjoy. So there is the enjoyment, zone enjoyment. And Krishna argued back by saying, if you kill them, then you will gain the kingdom. But if you lose, then you will go to the heaven by fighting in the battle. So there is no creation, not going to enjoy. You will enjoy anyway. So there is a four reasons. So in Bhagavad Gita, in the beginning, there was the Dharma Shastra and the Sankhya philosophy were discussed. And then Srimad Bhagavatam 7th Canto, Hiranyakashipu was also discussing Dharma Shastra and the Sankhya philosophy by reciting the story of Sujata King and Kalinga bird. He was talking about because his brother was killed. So all the relatives were lamenting how that he is dead, now we cannot see him. So he gave the example of a king. Everyone lamenting, king is gone. But then what about your body is still there? So Yamaraj came as a small child. The body is there, but the body is, the soul is gone. So there is a difference between soul and the body. And then also there is a temporary relationship. We are thinking the king is so dear, but actually just like the water there, traveling. People come to get the water, but then after take the water, everyone is going away. So the relationship is temporary. Hiranyakashipu is speaking Dharma Shastra, and also he is speaking Sankhya philosophy. And then what happened is Arjuna, he was confused, and he said, Kalpanya dosa patasvabhama pechamitvam sarmasamuntacheta. I'm confused. Please instruct me what is best for me. I'm your disciple, so surrender unto you. So pious person, when he gets in difficulty, he will surrender to Krishna. But what Hiranyakashipu did, he knows so much, but he was demoniac, so he went against Vishnu. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He knows that. But because this time he took the part of devata and went go against the demon, that means he became partial, that means he lose the quality of Vishnu, that's what he was covered with Maya, therefore I can kill him. Get his logic? Yeah? He knows Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vishnu's quality is equal to everyone. But this time, he took the part of demigod and went against demon. That means he lost the quality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That means he is covered by Maya. Therefore, I can kill him. Yeah, that's the demonic mentality. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is described four kind of pious people surrender to Krishna. So the distress. It's not like everyone who is distressed surrender, but someone is in distress, but they're pious, they will surrender. If someone is impious, they can go against. That is Hiranyakashipu and Arjuna is different. So Arjuna was saying, I have this doubt, I don't want to fight. This doubt is like a demon, Madhusudana. He called Krishna Madhusudana because Madhu, he killed the demon Madhu. So Madhusudana, Krishna killed demon Madhu. Please just destroy this demon-like doubt. So Arjuna asked and then he surrendered. So that is the difference between Hiranyakashipu and Arjuna. Then after that, toward the end of the sixth chapter, there is a verse which is connected to today's verse. Because today we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam 7 Canto chapter 4 entitled Hiranyakashipu Terrorize the Universe. We are still in the part of Hiranyakashipu. And the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita is still beginning part. But in the end of beginning part of Bhagavad Gita, the first part, and the end of Hiranyakashipu's part, there is a similar verse there. That is description of Mahabhagavata. Bhagavad Gita chapter 6, text 29 and 30. Yoman Pashyati Sarvatra. A true yogi observes me in all being and also see every being in me. Indeed, a self-realized person sees me, the Supreme Lord, everywhere. For those who see me everywhere and see everything in me, I am never lost, nor is ever lost to me. So he's describing at Mahabhagavata vision, he can see the Lord everywhere, and those who see the Lord everywhere is never be lost. This is responded to today's verse. And now we are coming to today's shloka. Second part of the class begin. So the first line, we can see the word called Bala. Bala is like a small child. In Bengali, we said Bacha. So the Bala is small child. Prahlada Maharaj was small child, but he was not interested in playing like small child. And next line, you can see the word Jada. Jada is a word we can see in Bhagavatam, Jada Bharata. Jada Bharata is named because he was acting very dull so that he can protect himself from falling down. But Prahlada Maharaj was not acting as if, but he was naturally not interested in material world, so he appeared to be dull. Then last line, Nabeda Jagat Idrishan. He was not aware of what is going on in the material world. That we can also understand a little bit like when you are staying in Mayapur so many years, and you are Hare Krishna so many years, you don't even know who is the Prime Minister of America. Anybody knows what the name? Anybody knows who is the Prime Minister of India? That is called we are not interested in what is going on in the material world. Not that we don't feel compassion. When we see the material world, people suffering, we feel compassion. Like Prahlada Maharaj said, I'm not afraid of material world. But I see many people going to Himalaya and forest, perform tapasya, taking the brata or mona brata. But I'm not interested in the deliver by myself because I know with Krishna, without Krishna consciousness, nobody can be happy. Therefore, I wish to bring them back to your shelter. That is Prahlada Maharaj's compassion. And then third line, Krishna Graha Grihita. He was affected by Krishna's planet, Krishna. And then Prabhupada explained about we have planetary system, Love and Ketu and Saturn. When it was influenced by all these bad planets, we get bad influence. But then Krishna planet is influenced by Maharaj so much, so he didn't feel that the bad planetary system. So when it was about 20 years back, someone said, your life must be really bad between 1980 to 1990. That's what Aditya Guna Mataji, she knows some horoscope. I said, it wasn't so bad. 1983, I became Hare Krishna. I got initiation. I came to Mayapur. I got married. I got children. Everything's so nice. Why are you saying that it was a bad time? Maybe you don't know how to read properly or something? And she said, no, no, it was a really bad time for you. Look, you are in a love period, 18 years of bad love period. Then I thought, okay, spiritually it's good, but maybe materially I reflect back. Then when I became Hare Krishna, I had a bright future before. I was top student and I had got best job and everything. As soon as I became Hare Krishna, the company said, boss said, I'm sorry, my name was Keiko before. Keiko-san, maybe you don't come anymore unless you give up Hare Krishna. I said, but Hare Krishna is nice. Maybe you can become Hare Krishna. And then he got so angry and I was finished, no more job. And then that company job, that guy, that person informed to the school where I was, and I was top student. And then the school authority got so angry. He said, I was so proud of you before, but now we are going to take out your name out of the school because we are ashamed to have you like, it's Hare Krishna, no way. Then they, I don't know if actually they, but they cut off my name from the school. Then after I became Hare Krishna, I joined. My parents were so angry and they said, you are not my child anymore, don't come, we have nothing to do with you anymore, you are not my child anymore. It was really terrible. And then I'm so surrendered. Surrender everything and I came to temple to stay and I want to take an initiation. And I said, oh no, Jayapataka Swami, he's not the zone, you cannot take initiation. And then it was going somehow by Krishna's arrangement and I got initiation. And then temple was burned. Whole temple was burned, deity was burned, and I came to Mayapur. I have nothing, I just have suitcase and a sleeping bag. And Mayapur authority said, no, you cannot stay in Mayapur because you are not married. Then I was sent here and there and there. And there was one temple I could stay. That was the Bangalore temple, famous Madhu Pandit temple. But that time there was no big temple. There was just a hill. On the top of the hill, there was a Krishna Balaram. On the top of the hill, just a bamboo house. There's a deity. And the devotee was staying in a small house. And I was given the room, which was, you have the stairs, yeah, step. Under the step there is a triangle space. That was my space to live, and not just me, but that I have staying with another girl. Not only that, that girl stole all my money just before I left, and I didn't even know. Those things was going on, and finally I came to Mayapur, and I got married, and everything was seems okay, but then it was during a love period. So if you see, like Prabhupada's explanation, if we see materially love and Ketu and Saturn, a bad influence, but Krishna always protects Krishna's influence. If that happened to me, then of course Prahlada Maharaj and all the great soul, that is for sure Krishna Graha, he was affected by Krishna planet. So today's verse is like this. So we are going to main topic of Mahabharata. Today's verse, Srila Prabhupada discussed about Prahlada Maharaj's qualities as Mahabhagavata. Previously, it was said Hiranyakashipu has four very well qualified sons, Prahlada Maharaj. He was equal to everyone, very peaceful, very respectful. He was observing Krishna consciousness, and his quality was even sung in the palace of Indra, enemy of the demon. everyone can see this? If you cannot see, you can come closer where you can see. We are going to have some competition. When Prabhupada explains something difficult to understand, he used an analogy so that we can understand better. So Mahabharata vision, we are not Mahabharata, so we cannot see. But by philosophy, we can understand how Mahabharata see. The vision of Mahabharata is they see Krishna everywhere. So Krishna is everywhere, we can understand by philosophy. Would you like to invite anybody who can explain this in connection of this? You say philosophical understanding, Krishna is everywhere because Krishna is the cause of all causes. Everything is energy. He's everywhere as super soul. To explain this, if anybody can explain these pictures in connection of this. Everything is Krishna's energy. You want to give the stories? Prabhupada's ocean? Can I just say? Prabhupada's walking the ocean?
I was walking on the beach with his disciples in Juhu, Bombay, and he said to Dravida Prabhu, "What do you see?" And he said, "Krishna." And Prabhu said, "How?" And he looked out at the ocean, he said, "I am the taste of water." And Prabhupada pulled a face in. "It's all salty." He said, "No, Krishna says, earth, water, fire, these are my energies. This is how we see Krishna, these energies."
Thank you. So if you know the shloka about this. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarvakarana Karanan. Krishna is the cause of all causes. Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, Chapter 1, Text 1. Jamadi Asayato Vaya Italatashya Teshvari Jasvara Tene Bama Vidaya Adi Kabae Uyanti Asuraya Tejo Vai Midayata Vinimayo Yatta Trisa Gomisa Namo Spena Sadani Rasta Krakam Satcha Param Dimahi. Jamadi Ashayata, that means Krishna was source of everything, including creation, sustenance, and destruction. And from Krishna, Lord Brahma came, Tene Brahma Vidaya. Krishna instructed Lord Brahma, who is the first living entity. By Krishna's energy, illusional energy, even the sage bewildered, just like a fire seen in the water, water seen in the land, like that Krishna is the source of all energy. In Bhagavad Gita, Bhumi no apo naro bayu, kamma no buddhi eva cha, ahankara iti yame. Pina prakriti avsara, as water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligent power cell, which is eight constitute my material energy. And after that, he said, Itarashita, Viva Buddha Mahabhava, the living energy, full exporting the material energy, that is also Krishna's energy. Then he goes, Matta Parantarayana, Kinchit Yasti Dananjaya, Mai Sarvaidan Sarutan, Sute Mai Ganaiva. There is no truth superior to me, everything rests upon me, as a pearl strung on the thread. So we cannot see, but by logic we can understand the pearl, if we have a necklace is together because string is inside. So we can see the material energy. We cannot see Krishna behind, but by logic we can understand Krishna is behind. So when we see Krishna in the material energy, maybe not directly seeing, but we can understand by logic. So we see Krishna in material element, in relationship to material energy, the saying he is the cause of all the material element. He is behind. And as well as he was super soul. Andanta lasta paramanu chayanta astan govinda madipurusham tamaham bhajami. He resides in every atom of particle which scatters throughout the universe, not just here and there, but everywhere. In that way, super soul is everywhere. How we can understand super soul is everywhere? Super soul is within us. How we can understand it? Sarva sacham hridisthane visto mattam smritin jnana pohanam cha peraischa sarva eva vedo vedanta kri vedo vedo eva chaham. If we can remember something, that is Krishna, super soul. If we forget something, that is also Krishna within us, super soul. In that way, we can understand. Also, another example, Prabhupada gave, we make the offering. Krishna is so far away, how Krishna is accepting? Because Krishna is everywhere, so we offer, make offering here, Krishna can accept. Because Krishna is so far away, at the same time, Krishna is near. Sometimes in the traveling, we cannot make the offering on the altar, but Krishna is inside the heart. Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu. We understand Krishna is accepting because we understand Krishna is everywhere. Also sometimes, super soul is in everyone's heart, within my heart and everyone's heart. I'm not sure I can say this, but I want to share one. So when I was in Mayapur, I could not stay in Mayapur, so authority was telling every day the manager was calling me, Mataji, come to the office. So I go to the office, every day they're telling, Mataji, maybe you can go away, you can leave Mayapur, because you are not married. Then like any office in India, they will send you to one place, one desk, and then you go to one desk, they will say, oh, I take a job, go to another desk. And you go to that desk, and go to another office. Then you make a big line, and after waiting 1 hour, they will say, oh, you have to go to that place. So it was like that. So I was sent from one place to another. Then one point I said, okay, I'm not staying in Mayapur, maybe I will stay in Jagannath Mandir. And then they said, Jagannath Mandir, that Nitai Chanda Maharaj's position. Nitai Chanda Maharaj, he was Jagannath Mandir in charge those days, he was sannyasi. So I went to Nitai Chanda Maharaj. I said, Nitajana Maharaj, they are saying I cannot stay in Mayapur, so I want to stay in Jagannath Mandir, and you are in charge of Jagannath Mandir. Could I give permission? Can I have permission? And then he was really heavy, and he said, Jagannath Mandir, habena. Not possible. Because Jagannath Mandir, his logic is very dangerous. Just a few days before I asked, some foreigner devotee was there, and Mataji was attacked by local, because they are Muslim place. So she was attacked. That gave bad name to the ISKCON. So he said, Havana, Jagannath Mandir, Havana. So then he said, why don't you go to Satarana Prabhu? Those days he was a top, mark top. He was in charge. He's in Calcutta, go to Calcutta and ask him. So I took a bit back, and then I took some money for traveling and train. I went, and I met Satarana Prabhu. He said, you want to see me? I said, yes. And then I was so serious. I believe Krishna is super soul. I was looking straight. Krishna is in my heart. Krishna knows what I want. I want to stay mindful. I want to serve Radha Madhava. And he doesn't know. Satyananda Prabhu, he doesn't know. But then his super soul is the same super soul I have. So I'm going to ask super soul within him. So I was so conscious. I was never been so Krishna consciousness before in my life. So I was praying to super soul, please, I want to stay in my approval. I want to serve Radha Madhava. Please let Satyananda Prabhu say yes. And then I was so intense, and he said, oh, Mataji, why everyone's harassing you? Why don't you just go away somewhere? So much trouble. Maybe we can discuss for a few days, you know, I'm so busy, man. I said, I have only bees back, and I came just to ask you. And he was like, who will come to Calcutta all the way from Mayapur just with bees back? You don't have any clothes to change? No, I just came to see you to ask. And then I was more intense, no, some intensity come, more prayer becomes strong. So I was praying, I want to stay my prayer, I want to stay my prayer, I want to serve Radha Madhava. Then Satyananda Prabhu was, take it, you stay. And I was like, yes! But then of course that was only for your mass. He said, I can stay till my Guru Maharaj come, and my Guru Maharaj come, and I can ask him, and another long story continue. Not so easy. Okay, the next one. Okay, so this is our understanding how Krishna is everywhere. But Prabhupada Maharaj here, all this is reference from Srila Prabhupada's purport today. Mahabhagavata's vision, they see Krishna everywhere because of their attitude of love for Krishna. He has natural attachment for Krishna. He was always observed in the thought of Krishna. Therefore, he see everything in relationship to Krishna. He didn't have to practice to see. He didn't have to philosophically understand. He was naturally attracted to Krishna. He was so absorbed in Krishna's thought, so he see everything in relationship to Krishna. So we have four more pictures which demonstrate this. You can guess. This analogy was in today's purport also. Yes. Yes, it is understood. You want to add more in relationship to this? Yes, exactly. You want to add something?
For money, and so he's always seeing money everywhere and seeing everything. And how much worth it is in relation to money. And similarly, we should be seeing everything in relation to Krishna and how we can serve, use everything in Krishna's service.
Yes, exactly. This man is always thinking of Krishna, not Krishna, about money making. So anything he sees, they see in relationship with money, how I can make more money. In the purpose, the purpose of materialistic people, they see everything in relationship with matter. This is an example of which explain natural attachment, natural observance, make one to think anything related to that object. The next one. This picture is really bad. I think I will lose the reputation as this.
So you will remember always Krishna, like a mother sees the anything of her child, always remember the child.
Yes, very good. Thank you. hear the shoes. She's seeing the shoes, but she's not exactly seeing only shoes. She sees the shoes that remind of her child. She's not seeing the daughter, she's seeing the shoes, but the shoes remind of her daughter, so she's seeing the daughter in the shoes, in relationship. In the way, when the devotee sees some material object, that is matter, but we are not seeing the matter, but we see in relationship which remind of Krishna. And next one.
These are the gopis. They're embracing a tamal tree because tamal tree is blue and it reminds them of Krishna.
Thank you. So the gopis, young girls, embracing the tree. They are seeing the tree. They're seeing tree that they know that it's a tree. But that tree reminds of Krishna. So actually they are seeing Krishna in a sense that it's a remind. So they are not saying I'm embracing tree. I'm embracing Krishna. But at the same time, it's not that they are not seeing the tree. Yes? The last one. This example was in the PowerPoint today.
A jaundiced person see everything yellow because he is because he deceased, so because of the disease he is seeing everything afflicted by that disease. On the other hand, when devotee he is in love with Krishna, so he is seeing everything in relation to Krishna. So there's analogy there.
Thank you. Anybody want to ask? So he was affected by Krishna planet. He was disease of Krishna disease. So he could see everything in relationship to Krishna. So this is the Mahabhagavata position. We are not Mahabhagavata. We cannot imitate, but same time we can follow. Narasingadeva said, Prahlada Maharaj is the best example we can follow. Anybody who follow the example of Prahlada Maharaj can also become pure devotee. We cannot imitate to become pure devotee. We cannot imitate to become Baba, but we can follow Prahlada Maharaj's quality, how he was respectful, how he was tolerating all the obstacles, how he was gentle, how he was kind to others, how he can be observed in Krishna consciousness as much as possible. That's what we can do. We are not going to imitate, but we can follow how much we can come close to Prahlada Maharaj, that priest Lord Narasingadeva. And we would like to end the class with Srila Prabhupada's quote about love, which is far away from some of us, but this is a definition of love Bhishma Dev gave in Nectar of Devotion. Pure devotional service. Great authority like Bhishma Dev have explained that love of Godhead means completely giving up all so-called love for any other person. According to Bhishma, love means reposing one's affection completely upon one person, withdrawing all affinity for any other person. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Prahlada Maharaj ki jai, Srila Narasingadeva ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Gopremanandiri.